This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. As I was just talking about in the last segment, this weekend we had Reince Priebus go on Fox News with Chris Wallace, and he holds up the headline from the New York Times, the paper of record, the people for whom we need to bow down and worship their authority because everything they say is true. And they hold up a he holds up the paper that we have shown over and over again. We've added on the back wall here over and over again. New York Times, January 20th, 2017, at the top, wiretapped data used in inquiry of Trump aides. But we're not supposed to believe that that really happened. That's a conspiracy theory. See, Trump learned about that not from the New York Times, not from the paper of record. He learned about that from the crazy alt-right media. Well, you know, the simple fact of the matter is they're listening to everybody about everything. But when they admit it, when their own papers admit it, when their own Mockingbird Press admits it, we're not allowed to talk about that. And we even have Fox News anchors pushing back on that. But it didn't say anything about Trump Towers. It's like, what are you talking about? If they're going to listen to you, if they're going to wiretap your data, okay, we live in a wireless world, so it doesn't matter where your physical location is. They're going to get that information. We live in a warrantless world, and when we had Watergate, did they get a search warrant to go into the Democrat campaign committee? No, they didn't do that. Did they cover it up? Yeah, they did. They did. Has anything changed? No, it hasn't. As a matter of fact, we knew back in the 70s, we knew with the Church and Pike Committee hearings, they pulled that up and they said, hey, the CIA is spying on Americans. That's not part of their brief. The NSA is spying on Americans. Oh, by the way, where is your charter? You were created by executive order by President Truman. Where's your executive order? Oh, we're not going to show that to you, Congressman. You're not allowed to see that. You don't have clearance to see that. That's the dark state. That's the CIA, NSA surveillance state, along with a bureaucracy, which is going to tell you everything that you have to do in your life, and is going to say that whenever they come after you, whether it's with fines or penalties, you don't have a presumption of innocence, you don't have a trial, and whatever they give you, there's no protection against excessive fines either, because the Constitution doesn't apply. This is an unelected bureaucracy. So the Constitution would only apply if we were doing this legally, and since we don't really have a constitutional government anymore, the bureaucracy can do whatever they wish, because the Constitution doesn't apply. We're in regulatory land now. And so, an extension to this, I've got a video I want to play you, this hatchet job that ABC, or actually CBS, Ted Koppel, who retired like 10, 12 years ago, Ted Koppel gets Sean Hannity on, and they're arguing about the nature of news today. And Sean Hannity says, well, I think we've got to give credit to the American people. They are intelligent enough to know the difference between an opinion show and a news show. I think you're capable enough. We give you the basic facts of what's happened, the events that have happened today, and we analyze it. And that's what Sean Hannity and many people do in the media. That's what Rush Limbaugh does. It's what a lot of people do that. But now they say, oh, we don't want you to analyze this. What they don't want is for you to understand what's going on. And they don't want certain things covered, just like they didn't want to cover the entire 45 minutes that Sean Hannity had with Ted Koppel. Here's what Ted Koppel said. He said, you have attracted people who are determined that ideology is more important than facts. What Ted Koppel is trying to sell people is the same lie that the mainstream media has been telling us for a very long time. That they are disinterested, that they are neutral, that they are objective, they have no dog in this fight. Do you believe that anymore? Do you believe that? Do you believe that there is any such thing as objective news? There isn't any such thing as objective news. Look, even when you just simply report the bare-bone event facts of this, without any comment, without any analysis, you just put the basic facts down there. What you choose to report shows your bias. So the mainstream media, for the longest time, would not even report or go near certain topics. You can see that whenever we have the presidential elections. Does anybody ever talk about the Federal Reserve? Of course not. That is off limits. You can't talk about the Federal Reserve. You can't talk about that kind of stuff. No, that's not a topic. So even when they limit themselves just talking about the events that they choose show their bias. But they go beyond that. I'm going to talk about that. Still didn't get to that clip. We're going to play that clip. But when we come back, we've got a clip for you from the guy who used to do the Sex Pistols. And we've also got a report that Watson did predicting
this. It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Another blue, another time, in the age of wonder, another blue, another time, as Bible's green and good, until the Christmas cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've got a couple of reports I want to play back-to-back. First, we've got a comment. Of course, you can see the article on the Drudge Report. Johnny Rotten of the Sex Pistols, the punk rock scene, is now talking about his political views. And this is something that Paul Joseph Watson did a report on about a month and a half ago, anticipating where this is going. You know, the Sex Pistols and punk rock is never my cup of tea. But it's an interesting cultural perspective that we've got going on here. So we're going to play this report. We're going to have Johnny Rotten here, and then we're going to play Paul Watson's report from a month and a half ago where he was talking about exactly where this is going. Here are those two reports.
And where do I stand on Brexit? Well, here it goes. The working class have spoke, and I'm one of them, and I'm with them.
And there it is.
When you hear someone like Alistair Campbell spelling out what he thinks could be the real downside...
Oh, I gave up listening to him a long time ago.
Did you?
But you're a US citizen now, aren't you? See, you've got Trump as your leader.
The Donald. Well, he's a complicated fella. And as one journalist once said to me, is he the political sex pistol?
Well, in a way.
What I dislike is the left-wing media in America are trying to smear the bloke as a racist, and that's completely not true. There's many, many problems with him as a human being, but he's not that. And there just might be a chance that something good will come out of that situation because he terrifies politicians.
I mean,
and this is joy to behold.
Right. I mean, that very much is the Sex Pistols thing, anti-establishment. He is the absolutely archetypal anti-establishment character.
So dare I say, a possible friend.
Having lost the political argument, leftists are desperately clinging to this idea that they have the monopoly on cool and that no countercultural movement could ever be created by the right. In fact, I've never seen so many members of the lefty Twitterati so triggered as when I tweeted, "Conservatism is the new counterculture." So I tweeted it again and again and again. And again,
untriggered.
Seriously, I know the word triggered gets overused now, but this was a deluge of butthurt. What are they so afraid of? Well, as Breitbart said, politics is downstream from culture. Most young people who aren't paying attention to the news get their opinions from celebrities. Hollywood and the entertainment industry viciously polices the boundaries of accepted opinion so that anyone who strays from the leftist orthodoxy is ostracized and excommunicated. They're all for diversity. Until it comes to diversity of thought. And that's why celebrities are so f***ing boring. None of them dare express an original opinion. Because if they did, they'd be hounded out of a career by their intolerant peers. I mean, look at Eminem. He used to be happy to offend absolutely everyone. Christians, lesbians, feminists, the gay lobby. Now he's calling Donald Trump a bitch. Oh, how daring. That's so controversial. I mean, it's not like every other virtue-signaling twat in Hollywood and the music industry is doing exactly the same thing, is it? But the left is starting to lose their omnipotent control of counterculture. Why? Well, counterculture used to be intrinsically leftist because the right had political power. It was a natural counterbalance. But up until very recently, the right had been getting its ass kicked in the culture war for decades. So now we have a whole new generation emerging who have no memory whatsoever of the right being in political power or having any dominance in the culture war. All they've experienced is the left's total domination of the culture war and their intellectual intolerance of anyone who goes against the grain. So for teenagers and 20-somethings, all they've ever known is having dominant culture fed to them by the left. So it comes down to this. You can't be the dominant culture and the counterculture. That's why conservatism, or a particular brand of it, is becoming the new counterculture. It's a natural progression. And you can see this new phenomenon beginning to emerge when you look at Generation Z. Teenagers born after the year 2000 are the most conservative generation since World War II. 14% of 14 and 15-year-olds said they had a conservative outlook, compared to 2% of millennials and just 1% of Gen Xers. That's a huge difference, and it's only going to grow. We're red-pilling. Generation Z. The tsunami of positive messages I get from teenagers every single day telling me about how it was my videos that turned them from being a social justice warrior, a Black Lives Matter supporter, to becoming a conservative is staggering. They're sick to the back teeth of being forced to sit in classes about gender studies or colonialism and browbeaten about their original sin of being male, being white, or being a Westerner. Young people are rebelling against this stifling safe space trigger warning PC attitude in droves. Conservatism is the new counterculture. Why? Because progressives are the new Puritans. They're completely joyless and authoritarian. In the 1970s, the Christian right protested to try and shut down Sex Pistols concerts. They called on radio stations, venues, and TV networks to no platform the Pistols because they found them offensive.
No, no. What was the rude word?
In 2017, it's the politically correct obsessed left that campaigns and riots to no platform and shut down conservatives for being offensive. The right-wing temper tantrum over the Sex Pistols back in the 70s only made the Pistols more taboo, more avant-garde, and therefore more counterculture. And we're seeing the same effect now, only in reverse. What happened after the Berkeley riots? Milo's book sales surged by over 12,000%, with the book having already skyrocketed to number one on Amazon because the left had a temper tantrum. Your joyless, censorious, puritanical persecution of Milo is exactly what's turned him into a complete rock star. After his Twitter ban, Milo became more counterculture than ever before, because Silicon Valley doesn't represent the counterculture. It's been in place so long now that it's the new establishment. Conservatism is the new punk rock. And you've only got yourselves to blame, you complete idiots. And obviously I don't mean conservatism like Mitch McConnell conservatism. I'm not talking about old establishment Republicans. If you prefer, you can think of it as cultural libertarianism. But whatever you want to call it, this is the new counterculture. Everything that the left had has gone completely stagnant. This is the only countercultural movement that's definable, that's going anywhere, that resonates with anyone. And that's why the regressive left is terrified. Oh yeah, and don't come at me with a bunch of obscure movements within music or popular culture to try and debunk me, okay? Barely anyone has ever heard of those movements. We're the ones who are resonating. The other thing is, I don't know what it is about this profile image, but it triggers the holy hell out of leftists. I was actually going to change it for 2017, but after I saw how much they can't stand it, I'm keeping it forever. I also made it more triggering by adding Trump in an executive order that says conservatism is the new counterculture.
Your avatar versus what you really look like.
Yeah, Superman versus Clark Kent. Oh yeah, and you look like this. When your dog is more attractive than you, probably wise to stop throwing stones from within that glass house.
You want to talk about fake news? The state of your profile pic compared to what you actually look like.
Oh, so you really want to turn this into a beauty contest? Okay, so we've got the likes of Milo, Crowder, Lauren, Marion, Tomy, and yours truly. Who've you got? Michael Moore? Lena Dunham? Amy Schumer? Madonna? Cenk Uygur? Yeah, good luck with that. Studies show that conservatives are more attractive. And that's another reason why we're taking over the counterculture. Because no matter how much you try and make it that way, being fat and ugly isn't cool. Studies also show that 92% of left-wing activists live with their parents and 90% are single. In other words, leftists are statistically far more likely to be complete losers who spend all day masturbating alone in their mom's basements. And that's not cool either. So when Generation Z sees smart, attractive, rebellious, daring, successful people pissing off the Puritans, pissing off the authoritarians at school who lecture them all day about what they can and can't say and how they should behave, obviously, they're naturally going to be drawn to us. That's why we're resonating so much with young people. That's why conservatism is the new punk rock. Conservatism is the new counterculture. Bing, bing, bing,
bing, bing, bing. Untriggered.
You know, as I'm listening to that report, when I was on vacation, my wife and I listened to John Cleese's autobiography. So, anyway, that was the name of his autobiography. It's very, very funny. At the very end, what he talked about was how comedy has changed. And he said two things are killing comedy. Number one, the effort to get vulgar, to try to make things work for you, because that's what comics have resorted to, just using shock value. Certain words that they can throw out there as triggers. The other thing is political correctness. He said those two things are destroying comedy. It's destroying our society as well. And when I look at that, it occurred to me that the liberals have become the conservatives, haven't they? As Paul Watson was saying, they have controlled the narrative for a long time. The younger generation has seen the liberals in control, especially in the school systems where they go, whether it's K through 12 or especially college. They're in control. They have arbitrary censorship. They have political correctness. They're defending their established order. In other words, the left are the conservatives. Because what conservatism is defined, it's why I don't define myself as a conservative. It's maintaining the status quo no matter what. The conservatives will fight tooth and nail to keep the minimum wage from being raised from $7.50 to $9.50 or whatever, but they will never work to get rid of it on principle because they don't want to change the status quo. They're just as entrenched. But now the left are the people who are truly entrenched and censored. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi there. Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better, my joints feel better, I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this March 27th, 2017. I want to get back to this clip with Ted Koppel and Sean Hannity. I've been talking about it so much time, but actually there's another article I want to talk about before that. about what's happening in Central Florida at a small college, Rollins College. Kind of touches on what we just heard in that last segment about the arbitrary, high-handed censorship of the college establishment. So we'll get to that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you that you can get our information uncensored by social media bots, uncensored by YouTube and Google. You can get that at our InfoWars newsletter. You can sign up for that free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And every day, you will not only get direct links to the news, but you will also get exclusive newsletter specials. For example, today, if you sign up today, you get a power pack at 40% off. That's the kind of specials that you'll see on the InfoWars.com/newsletter when you sign up for that. And you'll also get our articles directly sent to you, articles of the day. Also, we have back in stock Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste. Now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. It sold out very quickly, and there's a good reason for it. It's one of my favorite things that we sell here. You can really feel it in your mouth. It kills the bacteria that infects your gums, that creates gum disease. And gum disease creates heart disease, folks. It enters your bloodstream. It causes blood clots. It causes heart attacks. That's well known. So it's very important not only to for gum health, for tooth health, but it's also important for cardiac health to have something that's going to get rid of the bacteria in your mouth. And, of course, fluoride-free toothpaste, Super Blue, has peppermint oil, iodine, nanosilver, and other things that are going to kill that bacteria. That's why your mouth feels so fresh when you use it. Also, because we have some kids who don't like the feel of the peppermint, we have a spearmint free taste that has a bubblegum flavor. So we listen to you. For those of you who have kids and they want something that doesn't make their mouth tingle, I kind of like that. And I think most adults do, but they want something that tastes like bubblegum. So we have that available as well. I want to read you one of the reviews that we have at InfoWarsLife.com, because you can do this yourself, but you can go down, look at the reviews, see what people have to say. Here's one from John. It says, excellent product with super fast shipping. He said, fabulous toothpaste. Very impressed with the shipping, too. I like the fact that it is fluoride-free. I put it on auto-ship to ensure a steady supply. Thanks, InfoWars Store. Another one from Maria says, definitely will buy again. This is the first toothpaste I've used that upon waking up in the morning, my teeth feel clean. I also have sensitivity using other toothpastes, but not with Super Blue. I love this product. My husband does also. Thank you. And as I point out, our entire family loves Super Blue. Glad to see it back in stock. And again, that person talked about auto ship. If you want to make sure that you are never out of something, you can sign up for auto ship. You get a 10% discount for what you sign up for. And if you set up on your auto ship products that equal more than $50, then you will get free shipping. So you pick what you want, the interval that you want it shipped, and if the order is more than $50, you'll get free shipping in addition to the 10% discount. All right, let's go back to the news here real quickly. This story talking about how the liberals have taken over the university, how they have created this high-handed censorship and political correctness that is so disgusting. Even children don't like this, and they've grown up underneath it, and so they're rebelling against it. And when we look at this, we understand that it is really, I think, the liberals who become the conservatives. They are going to dictate the terms to you. They are going to set up, and they have set up, this regime, and they're going to fight intensely against anybody who tries to change anything. So it's kind of natural that youth would rebel against this. This is what creates that pendulum swing, that cycle that we talk about with the fourth turning, the cycle of seasons and generations and so forth. But let me tell you the specifics of this case. You're not going to believe this. This is a small college, Rollins College, that's in Central Florida, close to Orlando, where there was recently the shooting. This is a Christian conservative student who challenged a liberal Muslim professor. A radicalized Muslim student also was part of this, who, when they were talking about Sharia law, said, well, I think for homosexuals and others, basically they need to have gays, adulterers, and thieves. We need to remove certain body parts under Sharia law. This guy complained about this to the professor. He wrote wrote his essay. She failed him, and then she went to the administration and complained about him and shut down the course. We're not going to even have the course here because this guy, and then even went to file a complaint with the police. I mean, this is absolutely amazing. That's how sensitive she is to this, saying this is a hate speech to question my authority, to question what I say about this. And of course, what she was saying that he questioned was the fact that the crucifixion of Jesus was a hoax. And he says, well, you may believe that, but we believe otherwise. And for you to present that as established fact is not legitimate. So because of that, she says, well, I'm going to fail you. I'm going to shut down the course. I'm going to file a police complaint against you. Because we can't have that. That's the way they react. Because they cannot stand anybody to question them. And we're going to come back, and I really am going to get to this back and forth between Ted Koppel and Sean Hannity, because Ted Koppel is another example of somebody who can't stand someone challenging him on
we're
the facts.
On the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. The Fed recently decided to increase interest rates, but this increase isn't likely to be the last. They have 3 interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type RATE.com directly into your address bar to find and lock in the perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You'll be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates again. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We were talking about the pushback against Sean Hannity by Ted Koppel, how they rigged this thing, but I think it's very important to look at the essence of this discussion that they're having here. Sean Hannity says, well, the American people can understand the difference between just simply reporting the news, the facts of the news, and an analysis of the news. And they can understand when you do one, they can understand when you do the other, they can understand when you combine the two. Ted Koppel says, no, you replaced facts with ideology. Well, quite frankly, I don't know, but I was at the DNC this summer, and I remember walking up to DNC rep after DNC rep and talking to them about Hillary Clinton's emails, which were out there, thanks to WikiLeaks, showing that they had rigged, the DNC had plotted with her to rig the election against Bernie Sanders, and they just didn't want to hear it. I just didn't want to hear it. You talk about something being ideologically based and not factual based. You couldn't, they would not respond to that information. It was a fact. It was an established fact. We have a lot of facts that they don't want to hear because of their ideology. But, of course, he's saying that if you do any analysis, that that now is fake news. And that's the way that they want to spin this. And the way this is now coming out is a story that Kit Daniels has put out. He just handed this to me. Where did I put that? Basically, that they're going to set up a continuity of government. Here we go. Deep State mulls continuity of government plan to overthrow Trump. And what they're talking about is the fact, well, we know the election was hacked. Therefore, if we find out that the Russians had something to do with this, and let's pause here for a second, folks. They have been putting this out there since last summer. If there was anything at all there, then they would have found it, and believe me, they would be so eager to let everybody know. The very fact that you haven't heard anything, you haven't heard any facts, have you? So what we're seeing here is this attack on Donald Trump truly is ideologically based. It truly is a lot of spin and allegation with no substance whatsoever. Because if they had any substance, you know that they would have immediately released anything that they had. So the dog that didn't bark is the thing that you need to pay attention to here. But they want to keep going with this Russian hacker thing and then take it to the next step. And the guy says, well, if this election was stolen, then Pence's place as president would be no more legitimate than that of Trump. And so we need to really start looking at rolling this whole thing back and changing everybody. The voters' collective desires were subverted by foreign interference and a party's collusion. None of this would have a legitimate claim, especially since control of the Senate, at least, would have been affected by the Russian role. So we got to undo all the Republicans merely on allegation, without any facts whatsoever, merely on an ideological attack. That's the amazing thing about this. And this just continues to go because we've got people like Ted Koppel in the New York Times, these other people who, even when they report that there's wiretapping, they want to pretend that that didn't happen. So let's listen to this back and forth between Ted Koppel and Sean Hannity.
We have to give some credit to the American people that they're somewhat intelligent and that they know the difference between an opinion show and a news show.
Yeah.
You're cynical. Look at that. Yeah.
I am cynical because,
you think we're bad for America? You think I'm bad for America?
Yeah.
You do.
In the long haul, I think you
really?
And all these opinion
That's
shows.
That's sad, Ted.
No, you know why?
That's sad.
Because you're very good at what you do, and because you have attracted a significantly more influential.
Well,
let me finish the sentence. Let me finish the sentence before you do that.
With all due respect.
You have attracted people who are determined that ideology is more important than facts.
Did you hear that? You hear how Ted Koppel, don't defend yourself. Let me put this out there. And what they did was they had a 45-minute interview that they cut down to 2 minutes. And Sean Hannity said, I challenge you, I dare you, to put out the full 45 minutes. As I pointed out earlier, that's why Alex Jones won't talk to those people. Because you know going in that they're going to edit this thing. They're going to, and we've seen this happen so many times. We've seen this happen. I remember Katie Couric and how they took those people with the gun control focus group and they asked them a question and then they made it appear as if nobody had an answer for it. And they did. They immediately had an answer, but they and somebody recorded that. They did have the full interview there so they could show how they were lying to people with their editing. So they asked this question and they show these people just sitting there in the audience, this B-roll where they were listening to somebody. But they made it look like they had no answer. And he makes it look like Sean Hannity doesn't have an answer. Sean Hannity did have an answer. What Ted Koppel is doing, what the mainstream media is doing, with this continuity of government story that we got up at InfoWars.com, what they're doing is they're putting out an unproven allegation that they've been hitting on now for nearly a year, and they don't have anything. Nothing at all. Even the idea that there was a Russian hack, what they're implying is that the Russians somehow flipped these electronic voting machines. You know what? If that hasn't happened with a foreign government or if that hasn't happened with an internal government, it will. The people who hacked our machines were Homeland Security, and now they're saying we have a right to do it in the future. We need to get rid of their capability to do that, and by doing that, it means we get rid of the voting machines. That's one of the key things that has to be done. We're not going to win any more elections. We're going to have them just flip this. We will have hacked elections, and they'll be hacked out of the DNC, and DC is where they're going to be hacking them from. It's not going to be from the Kremlin. They're going to be doing it out of Washington, D.C. with Homeland Security. So we need to get rid of the voting machines. But remember when we had that dog and pony show from James Comey? I think it was Devin Nunes. Somebody, maybe I'm wrong, the person who asked him, but went down state by state. So did you see any evidence of vote tampering in this state, this state, this state? No. Didn't see any of that. That's what they're implying, though. But see, when you get right back to it, they're saying, well, the Russians or somebody won the minds of the American people. And we did that because we presented the facts and then we did an analysis of the facts. These people are, you want to talk about ideology, let's talk about modernism versus postmodernism. Okay, the people that I talked to at the DNC, at the Democrat convention that last summer, and a lot of them were part of the DNC, but the people that I talked to, they came from a postmodern point of view. They didn't believe that there was such a thing as facts, or they believed that they had their facts, you had your facts, and their facts were just as valid as your facts were. When we talk about modernism, modernism was the idea that there was a truth and that we could discover that truth by debate and by analysis. Postmodernism rejected all that, turned to subjectivity, just opinion. That is the basis for academia today. That's the basis for our education. Common Core is a reflection of that postmodernist thinking. That's why we've got to get the government out of education. The Department of Education needs to be shut down. Just like we got to repeal Obamacare. So there's a lot of things that need to be shut down, and that gets to the essence of it. But I want to give you another example of this and the arrogance of the left. I want to play a clip for you of Nancy Pelosi clashing with some of her activists who think that she's too conservative for them. So it's not just not all the people who are young, obviously. We see a lot of social justice warriors out there. Who, for them, facts don't mean anything. All they want to do is repeat this ideology that they've heard. The ideology that racist, sexist, homophobic. They just want to repeat that all the time. Xenophobic. So everybody that disagrees with them, that's all they do is just shout that at you. They come out at the abortion protest here in Austin. They don't have any signs of their own. They have black sheets that they want to hold up over your speech. So they don't have... They don't want to debate. They don't have an opinion on things. They don't want to analyze things. They just simply want to shut you down. And that's what they do when they shout that you're a racist, sexist, homophobe, so forth. And now Nancy Pelosi is getting a taste of that as well. Let's play this clip of Nancy Pelosi clashing with her liberal constituents.
Well, I have been, as I said to my colleagues, I was on the streets holding signs for single payer 30 years ago before I ever went to Congress. That in the Affordable Care Act, in certain respects, we have gone to the left of Medicare for All. Medicare, yes, yes, yes. Do you want to listen or do you just want to speak?
Let her speak, please.
We tried to mitigate for not getting single payer or public option by putting as many benefits in the bill as possible. And one of them, and listen up, one of them is catastrophic coverage. And so we think that there was... I have always supported that. I've been supporting it before you were born.
Yes, that's right. She has bona fide credentials as a central control socialist, single-payer system. And if you want to know how that's going to work out, you can go down to Venezuela. And a lot of those people there who are jeering her supported Bernie Sanders' economics. And, of course, Bernie Sanders, I used to call him Bernie Sandernista because he went down to Nicaragua 30 years ago. And he hasn't pulled back from that. He supported those people, their communist revolution. If you want to know how that turned out, the history is written for you. You can see how it destroyed their country, how it's destroyed Venezuela. You can see the fact that they went in and nationalized companies and then took possession of that themselves. And when those kleptocrats, which is really what socialists are, when those kleptocrats who said that they were taking control of all this for the people, you know, they took personal control of it. And as they put together a coalition of people left and right, from libertarians to socialists to throw out those kleptocrat criminals, what did they do? Well, they privatized them then. Okay, so the stuff that they had stolen for state operation, they then privatized and put themselves in as the owners of that property. That's the way this all works. It's just an excuse for criminality. Let's take a look at what else is happening here. And, of course, that is the war on terror. an article that's up on Infowars.com from The Sun. British special forces are now deploying to London streets permanently after these terrorist attacks. That's the SAS troops. Their elite forces are now going to be on the street. And as they point out in the subtitle on our story, the police state is expanding through problem, reaction, solution. See, they're not going to solve the problem. They created the problem so they could usher in their pre-planned solution. Here's an example of this. The Westminster killer that we just had, this last event, using a car, using a knife to kill people, and then shot by a gun. And, of course, that was reported by CNN. There was a firearm incident in London. No, there was a Muslim incident in London. Okay, this guy had been flagged by MI5 in 2010 as an extremist. Did they do anything about it? No, no. See, this is a metaphor for the entire situation. It's not just one individual that we know is an extremist. We know the Muslims that they're bringing in are extremists, but they're not going to do anything about that problem. Instead, what they'll do is turn us into an armed, militarized camp. Here's one from Germany. Police warned of Berlin attacker as a terrorist threat 9 months before the assault. Terrorist sent messages that he was planning an attack. Did they do anything? No. They let him drive that truck through the Christmas market, killing over 100 people, I believe, if I remember the number correct. There's been so many of these terrorist attacks, I can't remember the death tolls from the individual ones. Meanwhile, what we have in Germany, still going on, we got Syrian refugees in the German streets chanting Allahu Akbar. Well, what else? Why else wouldn't they be doing that? They don't appreciate the fact that they're here. And that's why I said the people who are going to be the most dangerous ones are going to be the second generation, even more dangerous than the 0.1% that they come in of the 1 million people. You know, you want to bring in 10,000 terrorists or whatever, you can't screen these people 100%. If we're going to be going to war with these countries and then bringing them in without any vetting, we don't want to have extreme vetting with people who are coming in from the war zones that we're going to war with. There's something wrong with that, isn't there? I mean, can't you see, regardless of which side of the issue you come down on this, either you say there's nothing wrong with these people, we ought to let them all come in, and then you ought to be arguing to stop the wars that Obama created. He stepped that up. He was at war, first president to be at war the entire 8 years that he was president. He stepped up the number of wars, countries that we were at war with to 7. Why wasn't the left talking about that? If they want to bring these people in with open arms, don't kill them in their own country. Then you won't have to bring them in. But they wouldn't talk about that. And instead, they'll let the slaughter in these countries continue, and then they will say, but we don't want to have any control over the people that come in. Just bring everybody in. No problem. Bring everybody in. And you realize that if you have 0.1% of these people, you bring in a million of them, you're talking like, what is that, 10,000 or something? Anyway, let's look at what Al Gore says the real problem is. So the problem is not creating a problem and then doing a solution to this. No, no, no. That's not the problem. The problem is, as Al Gore says with everything, the problem is climate change. See, if the only tool you got is a hammer, everything looks like a nail, and everything looks like climate change to Al Gore. This is from James Dellingpole, and this is, of course, the sequel that Al Gore is now pushing, an inconvenient sequel, Truth to Power. Well, it really is a convenient sequel for him, and it's lies about power. It's lies about power, both political and electrical. These are the lies that he's telling us. And he says it all began in Syria. And he's got, as Dellingpole points out, a lavishly complex climate conspiracy theory. And what he says is the gates of hell opened in Syria with a drought. It had nothing to do with our government saying that we're going to have regime change, that we're going to set countries on fire. Had nothing to do with Libya, had nothing to do with Afghanistan or Iraq, had nothing to do with any of that stuff. It had nothing to do with us deciding that we're going to do regime change come hell or high water. And if you want to believe that, then explain why Madeleine Albright, when questioned about whether or not sanctions in Iraq were worth the death of 500,000 children, she said, yeah, sure. Yeah, sorry about that, but no, our political goals are worth the death of 500,000 Muslim children, and that's what they did at that time, and that was even before they started a war. So you think, though, that he's trying to tell us that it was not the sanctions. It wasn't regime change. It wasn't setting these countries on fire. It wasn't using Al-Qaeda and ISIS as our surrogates for regime change. No, it was climate change. It was an extreme drought. And that drought caused so many people to have so many problems that they then had, we now have to bring them into our country. And so that's not a problem. We just need to turn over control of our economy to Al Gore, and then that'll stop the root cause of everything, according to Al Gore, which is climate change. He says that's the root cause of everything. I want to talk about what happened and where this is all going. You know, we've talked about the Civil War that is developing, not only politically, but in other ways. We talked about the mass exodus out of the cities because people are realizing how dangerous these things could be, but they don't want you to get out of the city. One of the ways that they're keeping people in the cities, that they plan on keeping people in the cities, is to make sure that you don't own a car. That if you do own a car, that you're going to be gradually pushed out of that car into a self-driving car. So when we look at this accident this last weekend, and they were quick to point out that it was failure to yield right away for the Uber car. The human car was the one that created this problem. And as I said yesterday, Wired Magazine instantly jumps in on this. And you can see this repeating pattern. Remember, it was Wired Magazine and their Danger blog 5 years ago that pointed out that Petraeus said the Internet of Things is going to be used to have your appliances spy on you. When Kellyanne Conway talked about that, Wired Magazine said, no, Kellyanne, your appliances aren't spying on you. That's the way they have changed, and they're doing the same thing with self-driving cars. I'll tell you about that when we return. Stay with us.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I want to talk about where we're headed in terms of, as we try to get out of the cities, they want to try to keep us in. That's Agenda 21. There's a 2030 agenda for sustainability. It's the UN agenda. Both of those are UN agenda. And how are they going to enact that against the wishes of the people? We had a story that was on the Drudge Report today talking about the mass exodus out of the cities. 66,000 people leaving the Chicago area, moving to rural areas because they're afraid of what's going to happen with a societal breakdown. We have a very fragile infrastructure. It's very complicated, and that makes it very fragile. So one of the things that you need to keep in mind, this is the last day, too, that we have for our select storable food. We have it 30 to 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. 30 to 40% off InfoWars select storable food. And again, that is food that is made in the USA. It has a shelf life of 25 years. You can buy that now at this discounted price to help smooth out price fluctuations in the supply of food, as well as to provide for yourself in the case of a climate emergency. You know, if Al Gore is right and all of a sudden everything melts, or if you have a hurricane, if one day the National Weather System is right and you have a hurricane that is the magnitude they say it's going to be, or a storm that is the magnitude they say it's going to be for a hurricane, then you'll be prepared. Or if the grid goes out, whatever. It's a good time to prepare for yourself, to give yourself independence from price fluctuations so that you're not subject to the vagaries of easily manipulated markets. And, of course, you can see that today in what's happening with the stock market. They can pump stuff up and they can take it down, and there can be real causes for that, or it can be totally manufactured. But right now, we have 30 to 40% off InfoWars like storable food. This is the last day that you'll find for that. Also, make sure that you sign up for our free newsletter if you haven't. You can go to InfoWars.com/newsletter, sign up for the newsletter, get our article sent directly to you, as well as a daily special. Today's daily special on the newsletter is the Power Pack for 40% off. So take a look at that and sign up for that. You can get directly online to get our information without being censored by social media bots, which is increasingly what is happening. And what I was talking about was this situation with Uber. The fact that there was this accident that looked pretty bad when you saw the picture of it, the Uber car was on its side, and they say, well, no, it wasn't really a problem for Uber, it was the human. And that is the tack that Wired Magazine is taking. Just as I said, they were the ones who talked about Petraeus bragging about using the Internet of Things in your home, all your appliances, anything that has a connection to the Internet they can use to spy on you, especially if it has some kind of a microphone so that you can get voice commands to it, or if it's hooked up to an app so that you can control this thing, remote control, then they can use that to monitor you. Even if they're not listening to your voice, even if they're not taking a picture of you, just the fact that it is hooked up to the Internet, they can start monitoring your behavior patterns and so forth. And that is something that they're very interested in doing. The National Spatial Intelligence Agency is growing by leaps and bounds. I've got a story about that here as well. You need to understand the implication of that. But they pushed back on that when Kellyanne Conway talked about it. Now they're pushing back against the idea that we have human drivers with the problem. They say the Uber self-driving crash in Tempe, Arizona is a reminder of human terribleness. Human terribleness. Yeah, driving itself, it had the right of way and it bears no blame, is what they said. So the cars that are created by humans, because they're big multinational corporations that are heavily subsidized by the government, they bear no responsibility because they're going to be tools of surveillance, tools of control in the future. So they can do no wrong. I've got another article here of a guy saying that they're going to be superhuman safe and nobody is going to die. And, of course, we were told that about Volvo was overselling that as well. They were saying, we're not going to have any more traffic fatalities anymore. Nobody is going to die. Well, that's what they're putting out there. But, you know, the reality of this is that Uber has people in the cars because they have to take over control of the car every 0.8 miles. And every 100 to 200 miles, according to documents that were caught by Recode, they found that every 100 to 200 miles, they had a potential for a $5,000 accident or a traffic fatality by hitting a pedestrian. That's the reality of it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.